quarterback playing in his first playoff game. Obviously, Sunday night was kind of like a playoff atmosphere and everything. But is it any different? You just kind of approach it all the same?
It's all the same. I think, you know, obviously we're in the round of – we're one of 12 right now, and obviously we're in a win or go home mode. But that's been the case the last few weeks, so we feel like we've practiced it.
Mike, can you talk about the value of having, you know, three running backs that can, you know, you really can get involved?
Yeah, our running back situation either is outstanding. You know, obviously, you know, we have a starter, but when we put Bryce and Chris in there, they've done a really, really good job. They both can run the ball, they both catch the ball well, and then they certainly both can pass protect.
Did you expect that going into the year? I mean, you knew Shady, what he could do, but did you expect you to have three guys over that?
Yeah, well, we hoped we did. You know, we thought early on that these would be guys that could compete and contribute and then, in fact, have.
How do you kind of balance, you know what their strengths are and their weaknesses, the best situation to get them each in? Or
We let it roll. We really don't mind who's in there. You know, obviously LaShawn gets most of the work, but the guys that go in there, there is times when we put them in strategically and we have a reason for it, but then there's other times it's just their turn. They're in there and they go.
Was that kind of a strategic 6-yard touchdown run that Bryce Brown had? Was that a strategic insertion?
No, we just put him in there, you know, and he obviously did a good job getting in the end zone.
The Saints, their defense, they don't – you don't hear people talk about them too much. Obviously, Greece is on the other side. What are some of the things they do well?
Well, it starts with their coordinator. You know, Rob Ryan's very aggressive in nature. They get pressure on the quarterback. They create turnovers. You know, they've had injuries in the back end like most teams, and they found a way to kind of compensate for that by getting pressure.
Did they change anything last week with Vaccaro out?
No, you know, he's obviously a terrific player, you know, and they're trying to compensate for his lack of being in there. But, no, very similar in scheme.
After watching the film, how do you think that Nick handled the pressure the Cowboys sent, especially in the second half?
I think he did a good job. I think he did. We knew going into it, it was going to be a battle. We knew, you know, that they were going to challenge us, and our guys did a good job of blocking them, and Nick did a good job of standing in there.
He took some sacks. Yeah. Should he have gotten it out? Was it just not possible?
I think once again, you know, when we talk about those types of questions, you know, their individual basis, there's some times when he could have got it out. There's other times when, you know, he threw it away, certainly. And then always when you can't make the throw on time for whatever reason, whether you're not, you know, guys aren't open or they've done a good job on defense, you want to try to scramble if you can. If you can't get anything done with your feet, then throw it away. And I think he's displayed ability to do both.
Given Rob's nature of being aggressive and the way you guys struggled a little bit on pass protection last week, do you expect him to be blitzing a lot?
Yeah. I don't think he's going to change what he does. We anticipate he'll come after us.
Guy, you guys did have a lot of success with the screen game.
Okay.
It looked like the Cowboys were able to stop that on a couple tries early. What were they doing early on?
Yeah, you know, I think we tried to run a couple of play action screens early that we didn't have much success with, so we got away with it and got to some other stuff.
I know you study defense at this time of year, but in the offseason, you ever looked at what Peyton does as a play caller, and what have you admired about what he's done with
that? Yeah, they developed an outstanding offense there. You know, he incorporates a lot of principles in his offense. He has ways to play action and take shots. He has other ways where they're primarily completion-type throws where he can keep Drew in rhythm. And then they do a good job of running the football. So they have a well-balanced offense. And it's obvious that Drew Brees and Sean Payton are on the same page when they develop a plan and call it. And they do a good job of you'll see at times where they're just moving the chains, which happens when a defense wants to try to play you that way. And then you see within that game plan, they take their shots. And it's a well-balanced offense executed by an outstanding quarterback and a good play caller.
You spent most of your career coaching in places that are cold this time of year. What's it like for a quarterback in cold weather and what kind of stuff you tell them?
No, I think it comes down, you know, you kind of figure out how cold it is in warm-ups. And ball security is always at a premium, no matter what the temperature. And so what's important is you go out there and execute. You know, you get yourself ready to go out there and throw and hand it off, and then make sure you do an extra good job of securing it.
Coach, speaking of the Brad theory, you guys have done a remarkable job at basically hanging on to the ball, not turning it over, as opposed to the last couple of years. What's made a difference in this offense?
Well, we emphasize it quite a bit, and then I think it comes back to the guys that are touching the football have done a good job of securing it. The other night we had one fumble in the pocket, which has been rare. But for the most part, we emphasize it, we talk about it, we coach it, we drill it, and then the players that touch the ball understand the importance of protecting the football, and they've done a good job.
On the Brad Smith play against the Cowboys, mm-hmm. Chip was talking about how a lot of teams go man down there. It was designed mm-hmm. against the man defense. Was there an opportunity for Nick to check out of that play if he saw a zone? Is that what...
Yeah, he can. Nick can adjust whatever he wants, but in that case, there was no reason to. We felt like if it wasn't there, we had other choices. As you could see, Brad ended up throwing it in the back of the end zone.
So even though the first choice was
call it and let it eat.
Yeah,
that's it. And if it doesn't work, then you move on to the next play.
Usually, does Nick have a tendency to take his eye off the receivers and look down when he's scrambling around? Is that something he needs to do?
No. I think he does a good job of keeping a downfield focus when he scrambles. You've seen him make good throws in scramble mode. He did it quite a bit the week before. If you remember, he was scrambling around, hit Ertz coming back. So he does a good job. What's important when a quarterback's moving around, once he's outside the pocket, you look deep, middle, short with the idea that if you can't make those throws, then you run. And then if you try to run and you can't get any yards and you're outside the pocket, then throw it away. So they have kind of a mental checklist they go through. They drill it often, and it's something that, I think he does a pretty good job of.
Pat, Lane's played more football than he's ever played going into,
right.
I guess, the 21st game, including probably playing all the preseason games. But what's the challenge for a young guy like that? A ton of reps, a ton of snaps, and how's he holding up?
Well, I think he can't get mentally weary of the process, and I think he does a good job of getting himself ready to come out here and work. It's a Tuesday, but it's really a Wednesday in our world, as you know. And he does a good job of recovering from the day before and coming back out here and getting to work. He's a tough guy. He's a smart guy, and he's valuing great. I mean, he's gotten great value from all the reps he's had.
You guys ran a lot of seemed like sweeps in the fourth quarter. Did you see something there, and why were you so successful with that play?
Well, we think it's important to attack the perimeter with the run game, and we had a couple sweet plays schemed up. We do it every week, but we had some success when we kept at it.
You had more finished with 314 carries and something like 360 plus touches. You surprised how well he's held up given that workload?
Well, he's gotten a lot of work for sure, and not really. I mean, he's embraced what we do behind the scenes. I think he's done a good job of taking care of his body. He understands the importance of work, rest, and recovery, and I think it's paying off for him.
Following up on Rube's question a little bit, I mean, rookies in general, this is the 21st game. I mean, how do you keep them sort of mentally fresh, physically ready?
Well, we just get them right back in the routine, the process of, training, and, we emphasize all the things that keep somebody going. We, hopefully they're getting their rest, taking care of their bodies, and you just keep them going. And then you work with them. And this is kind of the first step for all of us. You want to be one of the 12. Now we are. Now once you're here, now it's win or go home. And so I think they all understand that.
Now, when you were a coordinator in St. Louis, you guys played in the Dome. When you went on the road, did you prepare your offense any differently? Did you always notice that, for whatever reason, outdoors and temperature, that something slowed down with your offense at all? Or
no, I don't think so. I think, when you go on the road, typically when you go on the road, you adjust your cadence. You have to use more of a silent cadence if you don't use it at home. But other than that, you get yourself ready to play. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of guys on their team that grew up in the North, Growing up in the North, now I know why. All my relatives retired and moved to Florida. I mean, But, for the most part, I don't get into that dome team, outdoor team. I think you play the teams, and you. I'm not into that part of it.
The statistics, though, are pretty overwhelming for dome teams going on the road and trying to win. It's not a high.
I was always better at English. I don't worry about that.
You didn't notice a difference when you were with Durant when you went outside that you didn't think you played okay?
No. The year we didn't have Sam Bradford, it didn't matter where we played. After we got Sam, we tended to play better everywhere.
But a quarterback who plays in environments like this and knows the winds and knows the pattern compared to one who's usually in a dome, isn't that have to be some type of advantage?
I don't know. I don't think so. We're playing the New Orleans Saints. We're going to get their best, and we just happen to be playing them at home in front of our crowd, which we think is a neat deal.
You have more plays of 20-plus yards than any team in history of the NFL since they started tracking it. At the same time, you don't really turn the ball over all that much, which seems like a really difficult combination to achieve. Mm-hmm. How are you able to do that?
Well, I think just the basis of how we play offense, we try to keep it simple and make it look complicated to the outside world. And I'll go back to the lack of turnovers. The guys that carry the football and touch the football understand how important it is to possess it. That's first and foremost. And then we've done a good job when we throw the football. Nick's making good decisions, and we got guys that can track the ball down the field. And then when we're running the ball, we're getting the running back to the second and third level where they have a chance to make big gains. So, I think all of that is the reason why. It'll be a fun thing to study here in the off season. We don't reflect much right now. We're just getting ready to play the next team, and I'd maybe have a better answer for you, hopefully in April.
Unusually accurate in that mid-range throw in that 25-30 yard range.
Well, I think he throws an accurate deep ball. You see the baseball skills in Riley. He can track the ball extremely well, and then, and then Jack does a really good job of tracking it as well. So, and then our tight ends, like the other night, Brent did a good job in traffic of making the catch, running down the seam. So, it's a combination.
Pat, Evan Mathis didn't make the Pro Bowl. Do you feel like he had as good of a season that a guy can have?
Yeah, that whole Pro Bowl thing goes in that indoor-outdoor. I don't worry about all that. I really don't. I see the way the Pro Bowl gets selected at times, and they're nice awards, and they're well-earned by everybody that makes it. But there's a heck of a lot of other good football players that aren't involved in that game.
Thanks, Pat.
All right.